So the first thing we had left was the problem machlokas yisra about the mishami, whether yotze in the story with Roshia or Rinasi and Roshia, where he sent in these gifts, which seem to be somewhat subpar for Bionasi at least, right? Whether they're sufficient to be yotze. So the way our Gemara Bavliya has it, that kiamta ban rabbeinu mishloach manas shoyayu. So yotzei mishloach manas. So even though they were subpar, he's still yotzei. And Rashi says there's two manas hika, because there's two manas. As long as there's two, you yotzei. Whereas the Yishalmi says no, kiamta ban tanas levyonim, which means mishloach manas not, because then since they're not so chasha for him, so therefore he won't be yotzei the mitzvah. Right,
he'll be able to do mitzvah.
The question is, what's my focus, and how could he not be able to do mitzvah? He gave shalom manos, right? It's a funny idea, right? What is? So, what do you have to give? I mean, seemingly said. Also, I mean, all the rest of these stories where there are these items where Rabbi is criticizing, he said this, they're going to say that, he's going to say that. I guess the Babli is learning, okay, it still works, it just, whatever, he's going to say. But it seemed like the Yishalmi could learn that in those cases he's not Yotzei. Yeah. So what's the idea? How could it actually not be Yotzei? What's the machlokas? So if I'm going similar to what Levi was saying, maybe just to put it together a little more. That, so I think I like what you're saying. He's saying is like it's Mishloach Manos Ishul Yehiel. So what is, it could just say Mishloach Manos. You send gifts. I mean, like, of course, to your friend, whatever. To Drew, to, I mean, who cares if he's your friend? But the idea is, it's like, it's not just a, like a technical, like we were talking about back by Manos Kuna. It's not just a technical, momentous transaction of giving a guy a gift. But there's an idea of like an expression of reyes. There's an idea of you have a friendship, and the nature of the gift giving is an expression of reyes, which is like a goodwill and friendship. So it's a gift which creates that type of a relationship and a kirah hadas amongst individuals, the one of friendship. So it's that type of a gift which has a character and an effect on the recipient of wow, that's so nice, great. Excited, you know, that kind of thing. So it could be that that's why. So it's not just there's like gifts and there's gifts. So but here it's in a gift which is trying to bring about that effect. So it could be that's why, at least for starters, before we even get to this case, is that's why, like based on the like the, on the Ran, he says it's like by an ani one thing is chashavena, but by an asher it's two things. So the idea is like when you give a gift, there's like. A lot of times you give gifts to people, like as a gesture or whatever, but the idea of like, there's an idea of showering someone with gifts. It's like an idea of a plurality of gifts, two gifts. When you have two of them, it's plural, it's an idea of that, that's kind of creates the reyes, is that it's an experience of giving, it's a whole activity of giving gifts. I'm not just giving you one gift in order because it's a technical command to give a gift. But there's the fact that there's plurality and it makes it into more of like an activity of gift giving and it creates an effect differently. There's an idea if someone gives you two gifts, it's a different experience than they give you one gift. It's like sometimes like psychologically it's more thoughtful. It moves you differently and it creates a different effect. The experience, it's like you become a recipient of gifts. You know, and it becomes more than it's more than just an isolated nice sign that hits you psychologically. It impacts you differently. Now, so that's one aspect of it. And you could argue, the Yishalmi will argue that, yeah, but that doesn't do anything if you send him garbage. You send him two pieces of garbage. And if you're a rich guy, and you send him two lowly things. So what does it accomplish that you have two? Two is like, two, the Rabbanu Mechayev in two. But two what? Two real gifts. I mean, of course, at its core, it's an expression of Raya, so it has to be good stuff. But what it's saying is it's not enough if you give him one great gift, but you have to give him two, because that's another further facet of the Reyes that comes about through the quantity. So they demanded that the Reyes is expressed in the giving, not only through the quality of the gift, but also through the quantity. That is plural. But if you just have the quantity and you don't give quality and you give them something which is simply not going to be, it's as a chafza is lacking as an expression of reyos, not objectively, but relative to the people, then the gift is certainly lacking its character as being an expression of reyos. You know, yotzei. And that's what the Ritva is all saying. You know, yotzei, because it's not that you can't make it a technical advice on a mitzvah. And so there's no shir. There's no technical shir. It's not a technical nesina. It's an expression of reyos. So it's an nesina shel reyos. So reyos is based on the psychology of the people. And the psychology of the people is such that it depends upon the wealth of the giver. If you're a giver and you're a rich guy and you give those small things, then it doesn't have the effect. That's the way people feel about it. But so the two is based upon that. But of course, implicit in it is that the quality of the thing is good. The two is the chiddush, that they added a dimension of two to the qualitative idea. The qualitative idea, but you need both. Just like you won't be yotzei by two. It's almost like the same reason why you're not yotzei if you give one is the same reason you're yotzei if you give a lowly gift, you know, garbage. Well, they're both lacking in this full expression of reyos. But the two is codified as is added. Even has to go so far, there has to be two of them. So it's a different dimension, which is... But the core of the thing is a good gift. The Jay's saying a good point. About Yaakov on the seventh day, so Eder, he separated them. He didn't just send one big, massive accompaniment, but he sent one flock and then another. There's an idea of like receiving. I mean, although here halachically it's not set up that way, but the idea there's a psychology of gifts and a multiplicity of gifts as an effect. So that there it really even spread it out in different actions. Here you're not chayav to do that. But still, the nature of the idea is that there's psychological effects of getting. You give a guy two smaller gifts or one big gift. There is a mila to two smaller gifts because of the fact that it has the idea of he's being showered with gifts. But that's like a bridal shower. And so yeah, the shower with gifts. There's an idea of like giving a person like a lot of gifts. There's a certain makes a person feel certain and feel very good. Feel liked. A friend, you know, has friends and they're liked and they're. You know, that's a good feeling.
It evokes illicit friendly feelings.
Right, illicit friendly feelings. Okay, good. So the Bavli, maybe the Bavli is like this. I mean, you could say, just like the Bavli said, look, it's just Nesina, it's a technical halachic mitzvah on that, you know. But I don't know, see, it's hard to just say totally like that. But maybe he holds, it's like, halachically, see, the qualitative gift, being a good qualitative gift and a good expression of reyos, is like he holds you can't really halachify. Yeah, it's subjective. It's totally subjective based upon every guy, how rich he is, how his psychology is, whether he likes spicy food or whatever food, how, you know, his previous state of wealth, whatever. There's so many variables involved. But what you could objectify is that quantity of two. And that's the way, and as they took it and they said, is that it has a din reyes through the fact that you're giving. That's what Rashi says. The almanos ika. It's through the plurality it has a din of ishlariyah. It's an expression of reyos to the fact that you give two. Look, it's nice. It's an enhancement of the kiyum of reyos by giving more and better gifts, and that is a better expression of reyos because the goal is reyos, and therefore you'll accomplish that to a greater degree. But halachically, you can't say you're not yotzei. There's the way that the baseline of reyos was set up on an objective standard. The basic tzura of the mitzvah was set up on an objective standard of giving shalach malos, of giving two. The hamonosika. After that, it's true, it lends itself to variation of degree and the nature of the reyes, which is evoked, but halachically it's still the basic mitzvah you have. As it didn't, the question of Yisrael Yishalmi is like, what were they doing when they did two? Yishalmi is saying is they're taking the underlying idea, the qualitative expression of reyes, and they're adding on an additional requirement of two, an additional aspect to the reyes, according to Yishalmi. According to the Bavli, they're replacing it, so to speak. They're codifying the thing and giving a structure to an idea, which is an amorphous halachic idea, and they're nailing it down and saying the din reyes is expressed through shemot, through manos. And now once you have manos, then that's it, yes, and that's one. And it lends itself to the variation of the degree in a kiyam. A kiyam could be like a more amorphous thing, but not the basic structure of the mitzvah. What do you chayev to do? They say has to have they gave a rigid structure. And after that, it's like kolamarvah is in shuvach, like that kind of to partake. So you know, varying degrees, we're taking varying degrees of higher levels. But at a basic level, it has to have a structure, and that's the Bavli's whole book. So he holds the yotzei, and that's why he says kiyam tov aramenu mashalchanas shloyeh yotzei. That's the question is like, I mean, I don't know if it's like a universal question about what you could or can't do, but it's right. The Yerushalmi's holding, it's like he says, like I'm so speak to Yerushalmi to say, like, I understand the point that two is a concrete thing and this is a subjective thing, but you can't take the idea of Reyes out of gifts. And although it's amorphous, that's the reality of Reyes, and that's the reality of gift giving and expression of Reyes. And if you, that's the idea of firmity, you know, it's the nature of the day, is an expression of Reyes. So so the structure is not as rigid and tight and concrete, but that's the nature of this institution. So they never obliterated that. I mean, that's a question in like judgment of whether or not, you know, there's a give and take. There's pros and cons in each way. I don't know if the Bavli holds it's impossible to have that, or, you know, it's a question of like how halakhically did they proceed here? And what's the Gemara doing when it's saying, or the Aruch HaNes when it says, manos, plural, you know? As the Yerushalmi would argue, it's like, you know, it's nice, it's true, Bavli, you want to nail it down, you want to give it a halakhic structure, but it's going to turn out that you're going to give a gift, and the guy's going to be insulted and feel like you jerk, you gave me this holy thing. And so it turned out, it's related to the mitzvah. Mishal upon us, expression of Reyes. What kind of expression of Reyes is that? So you gave two. Okay, it's very nice you gave two, but they're two pieces. You're a rich guy, and you're giving two lowly things. So that's it. Just can't be. Yerushalmi holds it can't be. It's very nice you want to codify things, but it can't be that you're going against the idea of Reyes. It's not. It doesn't. You know. So you'll have to go with a looser structure. And therefore, they said shtayim. They said two. That's not replacing the structure. That's an additional requirement. It's an additional facet of which the reyes has to be. That has to have the quality. You give us a quality of multiplicity. It's an additional idea. It's not in place of the original idea. So the idea is kiantavar menu mashloach matana sevyonim. It's like kovar harav that he's not just telling him that didn't work. That's not you. You're not yotze. I mean, even though he held the Koran Yerushalmi, he's not Yotze. But he didn't want to say that. He didn't want to say it that way. He said it in a different way. He said it the nice way, as he wore Mekayim Matanos HaYom. Of course, it's only one Ani, but whatever. That's just his way of beating around the bush. But this halacha, in Kavod Rav, you should say that. Rebbe, instead of saying Rebbe, you're wrong. Rebbe, didn't you teach us? Doesn't it say this? You know? Oh, and now, why does it have to be his response? Didn't Rebbe know? All right, what about that? Didn't Rebbe know? Well, what is he doing? Isn't he his Rebbe? I mean, what's he doing? Why is he sending him this thing? Isn't like, is it just like he made a mistake? Or like, why is the Talmud have to tell the Rebbe this thing? Yeah, right, exactly. He says, since, tell me this, what you're saying, but the mitzvah is based on the effect. So the Rebbe doesn't know. I mean, he doesn't know the guy's psychology. It depends on the psychology. And the psychology is psychology. It's not objectively disqualified. I mean, look, it's a thigh and it's wine. So the question is how is the Talmud going to feel? Right, so it's a question how the Talmud's going to feel. Turns out he responded differently. It depends on each person. I mean, it's one guy could give the same rich guy could give the same gift to two people. One guy likes it, another guy doesn't like it. You know, they're different things. Right. And you could say, look, altogether, the fact that his Rebbe's giving him, it's, you know, if your Rebbe gives you something for Shalach Manos, it's not ordinary for a Rebbe to give to Talmud altogether, so. Could be, look, it's a cheap thing, but it's not the idea. The idea is the gesture that he's giving you a gift. Your Rebbe's giving Talmud a gift. So it could be, maybe it would work. Maybe it would accomplish its purpose. But he's saying, no, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Bottom line is, it's too cheap. It's too little. Didn't work that way. I mean, you see, though, that there's an idea of being honest about this. And that's what I think is what you see from that other part of the story. You know, Abaye is telling Mari and Rava, and, you know. Because that was like one of our questions is, what kind of guys are these? This sounds like petty stuff, right? He's going to say, a guy became rich, and then he gave me stuff, and now he gave me the poor man's thing, and then he's going to say back, then you gave me sweets, I give you, you know, peppers. It's like the whole thing sounds like grow up kind of thing, you know? But I think the answer is, do you have an answer?
I mean,
see, these are great people. And great people, obviously, are not losing sleep over the fact that you give them a poor guy a bad gift. They're not, they don't care, that's not what they care about. That's not their priority in life. Their priority in life is Torah and this and that. But bottom line is they are human beings and they have emotions and there's such a thing as friendship and expressions of friendship. And they do have those feelings. It's just if a guy doesn't cater to those feelings, they're not going to lose sleep over it because they have other things that they're concerned about. But the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos HaShoreiyahu and the Yom HaShoreiyahu is a mitzvah to play into those feelings and to create the feeling of goodwill in Klal Yisrael through them through the institution of Shochan Zeshoriyayu. So there's no mitzvah to say pretend like you're not human and to say, oh, gift to Manos, okay, say. It's not like a kol malachic mitzvah, it's a mitzvah which is targeting a certain emotional experience of people. And Talmidei Chachamim still have the emotion of receiving a gift, and there's such a thing as a gift, which is a cheap gift. And that's just an emotional thing. They're not going to hold it against him and think he's whatever. They're not going to take a hold of bear grudge. But bottom line is, if a guy is used to be poor, now he becomes really wealthy, and now he got a top chash of a guy, and he gives you the same cheap stuff, so it's going to have that effect? That's what Murray's going to say, but that's what everybody's saying. Is Murray's going to say this about you? What does it mean he's going to say it? He's not going to go out and start bad-mouthing you, but the mitzvah is to create this effect. Now, Murray's not going to have it. I'm telling you how Murray's going to feel. This is how he's going to feel. Is he going to care? Whatever, but look, the mitzvah's going to be lacking. Technically, it'll be yotze, but the mitzvah's going to be lacking, and that's the nature of the day. So then don't pretend this is just a technical halachic mitzvah that we don't care about these things, because it's not. The nature of the mitzvah is reyes. And then he says back to him, and then the giving back is that thing, is he's going to say, I gave him sweets and you gave me, peppers, right? So I think that's also an idea, is like, part of the experience, of emotional experience of giving gifts is, what did he give me? It's like part of the emotions of gift giving, that's part of the phenomenon. Like a bar mitzvah gift. So it's always a thing you keep, your parents ask you, well, what did he give you? Or whatever. There's an idea of like, there is a comparative reality, a psychology of gift giving. Right? That's the nature of the thing. So his saying is that if you give, the one guy gives him, if you just stop and give a guy a hot pepper, you say, oh, that's great. Hot peppers, they're chashuv, they're nice, they're whatever. But it's like if the first guy gives sweets and then the second guy gives spicy boiling things, he like creates a certain contrast, like what he's trying to burn me. You know, I give him something sweet and pleasant, and then it's like there's just an emotion, psychologically, it just feels as if like he's trying to hurt me, even though that is a type of a food. But like that, Abaye is saying is, Abaye is having insight into the psychology of how Rav is going to respond. He's telling Marty, this is what Rav is going to feel, and that's going to detract from the Reyes. There's a certain type of a feeling that will go through his head, and that will detract from the Reyes. Even though if it was in its own right, it would have been a nice gift. But it's like the stark contrast of giving sweets. One guy gives him candy, and the other guy gives him hot spicy hot peppers. It's like the contrast will create that effect, and it will undermine the Reyes. So it's like, Abaye is like thinking into the psychology of the thing, because he's realizing this yom is built around the psychology of the people and how it's going to affect, how the Reyes is going to affect people. And he's pointing, he's doing a study of it, you know. Could be he knew Mario, I mean, could be he knew the parties involved also, I'm not sure, you know. It's not a halachic guy, halachically they're yotzei. But Abaye is saying is, this ha-mitzvah is designed to produce reyes. And Abaye is saying is, like, I'm telling you, I'm thinking into their psychology and it's not going to work. This is what he's going to feel. So even if you think it's going to work, but if it doesn't, it doesn't. And there's a reality of creating a yom of simcha mishpat, you know, and reyes. So that's part of the yom. So there is an idea, like even if it's an honest, but if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It'll be yotze anyways. I mean, the Yerushalmi is a good question. You could argue Yerushalmi or not, because the mitzvah is that effect. But this, you could try to argue with him. The Yerushalmi, if it's totally out of your control, I don't know, maybe it'll be honest or maybe it'll be yotze.
Doing that for Yerushalmi, you have to do an action that way.
Yeah, maybe you could say it's codified as an action that would produce it. Perhaps. But you see, he had to respond back to him, though, Rebbe, you weren't, you know, so it seems like there is a certain... The fact that he responded back, Rebbe, you weren't a Mekayim, you know, you weren't Yotze, sounds like it's totally in the way he felt about it. If it's just otherwise, what's the Talmud passing? The Rebbe held that it is an action, and who cares what the Talmud feels, you know? But you see, the Rebbe sent it back afterwards because he resent it. So it seems to be that the Rebbe didn't know how it would work, and you see, when it didn't work, he resent it. So it sounds like he really held, even in the Yerushalmi, it wouldn't work. But the Talmud should be honest. I mean, a person should be honest. You see the honesty in the thing. He didn't want to not insult him or step on his toes. He's relying on it to be as his mitzvah. So he's saying, listen, he said it nicely, but look, it's not going to work. It's funny. Yeah? People would never say this to you. Someone gives you a gift and you say, come on. But you see, this is the mitzvah, and they're honest.
It destroys Rebbe even more.
Well, it says Rebbe even more, right?
I'm saying that destroys, like, the whole...
Yeah, right, it destroys. I know. But it does. I guess, like, here, you're dealing with these kinds of people, you know. But you're right, it doesn't... Those things don't work out in the world, right? Yeah. Yeah, so with this thought, I think maybe we could also explain the next part of the story. Or just some insight to the next part of the story about all this meal, the 60 plates and the 60 dishes, and they had the greatest stuff, and, you know? Which is like, the Yom HaPurim is not just a technical mitzvah. Oh, did you see this Purim? That's it, you're outside. You know, and look, you see Rabbi had a Seudas Purim by Rabbi, and he's Yotzei. But then he went to Mari's house, and he stuffed his face again. He ate all 60 things, and he, right? And he really, and says, look, a poor person doesn't even realize when he's hungry. But look, isn't he Yotzei? He's a Mitzvah of Seudas Purim already. What's he doing? What's he eating for? Look, go learn, or do something more productive, you know? But it's Yom Mishav Simcha. And Yom HaShoah Simcha is a certain type of a day psychologically. It's a day of joyous and festivities. And first of all, you see that you have one suit, you have another suit. There's an idea. You don't have to, it's not like you're Yotze. I mean, technically, yeah, you're Yotze. You are. You did the mitzvah. But it lends itself to Reboy, to doing it more. And you see, even within the suit itself, you see he had 60 different types of sifri. You know, it's like a massive smorgasbord of all different kinds of things. Not only many things, great things. He wanted to eat the plate afterwards. It was, you know, it was awesome tasting stuff. And they got a special reserve, the best thing at the end for last, you know, the slikedar, which was the best thing. I mean, they made a study about how to really bring about these feelings of the psychological feelings of Simcha and Mishta, you know, like almost like replicating the Sudas Achashverosh, like what they had, you know. But here, and that's part of the thing, is like Pearson and Ace, is to remember there's an idea when they had the feast, you know, and the Pearson is you're remembering the feast which they had when they won, you know. But the mitzvah said it's a yom, which is a feasting, and of really, it seems from the story that it's really an idea. It's not just to do a Seudas Purim in a hodgepodge manner and just treat it like half a meal, but there's an idea of going all out. You see, you're going all out in the quantity of number and the multiplicity of the thing, the multi 60 course meal and the tasting of the thing, you know. And then also, he had, and maybe that's why also it says that they invited each other from year to year for Purim. You know? They invited each other every year, back to back and forth. Because that's really the model of Simchas Merayos. It says like Simchas Merayos, like an Avil is not allowed to have Simchas Merayos, which is Simcha of friends. You know? And the model is, which they talk about, is like, let's say he's paying back. It's like there's an idea of Reim who invite each other over from, I go to you one Shabbos, you go to me the next Shabbos. There's like an idea like that. And there's like a taking turns phenomenon. So when he says it could be, he's saying is that they switched off year after year. That's showing the idea that Simchas Purim, Seudas Purim, is not just an idea of having a big feast, but there's Dinrayas in that as well, and having making it a model of I go to you one year. There's a certain type of a feeling of Reyes which comes about through the via the Seudas Purim. So another aspect of a feast is the social aspect of it, you know, and that's what the Gemara once it moved on to the Seudas Purim. The psychology of the Seudas Purim, so now it's talking about the vis-a-vis the Reyes also. So Reyes is also part of they go, even though Shalach Malos is Reyes, but in the Seudas Purim also, that's part of a feast and festivities. You have your friends, you see you making bar mitzvah, a big party, you invite your friends. But there's a certain idea, so there is a psychological thing of having like a club where you go to me, I go to you, and saying that's the way they arrange the Seudas Purim. It became like a thing of a certain type of a kirva das through the fact that there's a back and forth. Ron learns different than Rashi. I think the Ron learns different. The Ron learns that this Gemara of switching is something vis-a-vis Shalach Manos.
Right.
Vis-a-vis Shalach Manos. And vis-a-vis Shalach Manos, it says they were poor. They couldn't afford Shalach Manos. So they did is they each gave each other Suda. Which presumably the Chiddush is because you think that doesn't really produce Reyes, I would think. Because it's not like I'm giving you a gift. I'm just like strange, you know? Uh-huh. But it could be the Chiddush is that halachically you're Yotze with that. Because even though it doesn't, but halachically, look, technically speaking, you like the hashtei manos ika. So in other words, that's what the chiddush that gemara is that even though, like the Yishalmi would hold that wouldn't work, because it doesn't really, you know, according to what we're learning. But halachically, the way the Bavli is holding is, no, once you give shtei manos, then halachically yotze, he was given a tzura, and the tzura is, look, I give you shtei manos, and then you give him back. So it's not a very generous gift, because you're just basically taking your meals and trading it. It's more of a deal than an expression of reyes. You know, but my point is Rashi's not learning that way. But Rashi, I'm saying that he doesn't say. See, simple pshat is it doesn't say anything about Shalach Manos. No Shalach Manos. It says they just, and especially the Gemara just went on to talking about the meal, and then it says Mechalfi to the Sayel Adadi, and Rashi says Zev was Ochel and Zev at Purim Shal Shana Zu, but Shnei Soi Chaver Imo. So it's not talking about, where does it say anything about giving Shalach Manos? So Rashi's not learning Sarah Shalach Manos. Rashi's talking to learn about Sudas Parim. So then, like a Shlomo asked yesterday, well, who cares how they had their Sudas Parim? Yeah. But the thing is, no, that's part of Sudas Parim. And the Gemara is showing you that the Tadamarayim, and they studied the psychology of Yom Mishra Simcha, and they really maxed it out. And that's part of the Yom Mishra Simcha of Purim. It's to have a joyous day. But the Ran learns differently. The Ran learns just telling you Allah Kaddish about Shalach Manos. That works. That works. I think the problem with the meal is like, it's more of an idea. It's like, I can't really, like, there's an idea of a person gives gifts. There's an idea of, look, I have stuff extra and I have generosity and I'm giving you a gift. But here it's like we're poor. We're not shy enough to give gifts. We just don't have gifts. You know? So we're saying is, look, all I have is my meal. So look, we'll trade meals. That's not the idea of Reyes. I mean, the idea of Reyes isn't we're just trading meals. What does that accomplish? We're just trading. You know, that's not the idea of Reyes. It's like, I'm giving you a gift, nothing to do with you, and you give me a gift, you know? So it's saying is, like, it doesn't really, that's not the model of Reyes. But halachically, it works because look, there's an asino, shneimanos. So you give it to me, I give it to you. It's like a technical. It's like a technical kenyan. It's like a kenyan. It's a kenyan. What are they doing? They're just taking their meals and they're just trading them, you know. But he's saying is it works. It does work halachically because you did a ma'isa of shneimanos. But it's not optimum. Not optimum in terms of the kiyum rayas because it doesn't really. I mean, maybe it has the effect a little bit. We're sharing or trading, whatever. But it's not really the. It's lacking. And that's the chiddush, but it works. Anyway, halachically, it's efficient. It could be it's a little bit of a different chiddush because at least by the gift you'll say there is the facet of reyes because of the two. And the shtayim has, and there's an idea of showering with gifts. So it says even though it's lacking in the quality of the things, you could say it has the quality of reyes as an aspect, a feature of reyes because you're giving him a gift, you're giving him through gifts. So you could have learned that that's why it works, that you do need a facet of the experience of reyes. It just, even though it's in the chatzah, it's lacking, but through the quantity, you can make it up. But in this case, it doesn't even have the whole experience of gift giving in the first place. So it's saying all it is just a technical transference. But it's saying is that also works. That halachically, it's codified as a ma'isa of nesina shteimanos. And as long as you're doing a kinyan, if one from you to him shteimanos, then it doesn't matter. Halachically, it's that's the core. You know, I don't know if everyone agrees with that. I mean, for instance, Rashi doesn't have that case. So, I mean, Rashi learns not talking about that. Is it because he just learns pshat, it's not talking about that, or he doesn't buy that svara? He wouldn't be able to say in such a case, because it's not, you know, there's no reyes. I'm not sure, it's hard to, you know. I looked around a little bit. Some want to say that Rashi's saying is yotze somehow, is inviting each other over year after year, yotze shalach manos. And the Rabbi Yossi says, how could you be yotze? When he's at your house, it's one thing, but how does it work the other way? But I don't see that. It's like they're taking, it's like the Rishon LeZion is taking the Ran, who says it's talking about Shalach Manos, and putting it out onto Rashi. You know, but Rashi doesn't say anything about Shalach Manos. He's talking about the Sudos, and especially since the Gemara was just talking about the Sudos, I don't see why I have to say that it's talking about Shalach Manos. And then one other thing is it tells the other thing about the story about them getting drunk on Purim, you know, excessively drunk. But that's also part of the Yom HaShavah Simcha. Is the idea of getting drunk is the mitzvah is to create a Yom HaShavah Simcha, to create a party and a feast, and you get drunk, and sometimes you get drunk beyond belief, and that's part of the animal skill of the guy, but that's part of the HaShavah Simcha. I mean, you see, he didn't want to do it again. Not a smart thing to do, but it's just showing is these are not people who would be ordinarily drunks, but it's the nature of the Yom which is said is constructed in that way. So my point is like this whole Gemara, all these Gemaras are showing. I mean, there's the halachic structure, but which is structured to bring about, you know, Reyes, but there's also the reality of the Mishra Simcha and Reyes, and that's part of the day. It's like a theme. These are themes in the nature of the day, like we talked about yesterday. The main Mishra Simcha and Shalach Manos, you know. So as such, it's contingent upon psychology and into thinking into how it's going to be best accomplished, you know. So having the super with the yeshiva guys could accomplish that also, you know, right? Friends, and no, there's an idea of like, I mean, the world basically is very machmir about this mitzvah, you know, the big party day, especially in yeshiva, like drinking and the partying and the friends and the yeshiva. But it's really that's the day was set up that way. I mean, it is in the model of the way that they were set up, you know, it was set up to be that kind of a day. His thing is like, I like that point, is that Talmud Chacham isn't petty. But it doesn't mean he doesn't have those emotions of, he doesn't feel it when a guy gives him a cheap gift. I mean, he's still a human being, and he still has those feelings. Those are just part of your, it's like an instinctual thing. He's not moved by that. He doesn't care, and it doesn't move his world, and he doesn't get angry at the guy, and he doesn't lash out at the guy, and he just realizes, whatever, this is the world of emotions, he's stingy, he didn't want to give whatever it is. It's just not his world. He just goes back to his Gemara, and it just doesn't mean that much to him. It's not his, whereas in Amara, it's his whole world is the social, and his whole value is from what other people think of him, and all that, so it really hurts him, and it really shatters his world, and people get, someone would shortchange him like that. But the emotion is still there. It's a natural human emotion. You cannot have the emotion. But on Purim, which is a day where you're chayav to hook into the emotion of this mishnah, the raya, so then you tell it to him. And it could be that's why it's not offensive to tell it to him. Talk about these things. Because he's just telling him on an objective level, listen, it's not hitting my emotion in the proper way. It's not working. He's not getting angry at him, and he's not insulting him. They're not in that parsha. They're just in the parsha of, there is a feeling which the day is just supposed to be evoked on the day, and it's just not bringing it about. And they could talk about that on an objective level. It's just not working. So then he sent it back, and then he felt that way. Somehow it feels funny, right? The whole thing sounds like a little bit.
You've been expressing an idea, and then it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably happened though. I mean, it doesn't sound like it. Why say that it didn't happen,
No.
Yeah, but it's interesting how it went down, It's not an ordinary thing that would happen. But I think that's an important point, is that sometimes we think of these guys, is that someone who's not petty means he doesn't have the emotions. He doesn't have those emotions. It's not, just like he has a sex drive and an appetite and whatever. He has desires and he has feelings. It's just, what does he do with them and how does he place them in his world? Where do they fit into his world?